Well, I think hopefully people see me as an actor that could change and be different. And I mean, I'm very grateful for Ben and Piers for sort of giving me the opportunity and the platform to do it. You know, it's one of the favourable things about having a great role like the Doctor. But you know, one hopes that people, you know, hopefully watch it and you don't see the Doctor. I would hope, and vice versa. So I'm just an actor playing a part. I don't think it has any bearing whether I'm, you know, straight or purple or whatever. From Bognor Regis, it could be anything. You can be anything. The point is that you pretend and make it all up. I'm not one of these actors that has to run down the block to feel tired.
But is this, in a way, I guess, the way of making something, not Doctor at bay, exactly, but not letting swallow you up completely?
Challenging the perception that I can only be one thing. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I always want to do varied work that is drastic and challenging, and without wishing to sound too self-important, because, you know, I'm not a brain surgeon. It was a great story, and also, you know, for me, I get to play someone with a straight back and has quite an odd voice, and things like that were very interesting. And someone from life, which was very interesting. You watch people like Michael Sheen. I was calling Martin Sheen. Michael Sheen, and that, you know, wonderful performance, Blair and Clough and stuff, and it gives me great respect for being able to sort of pick it off and articulate it so acutely, which I don't think this is quite the same as that. I think this is more, if you're watching, you sort of, you know, hopefully you glimpse his emotions and stuff.